This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh, come right in, Mr. Deny Fire. Hey, JPC.
Oh, yes.
Aaron's pretending to be a butler to win us back, so just play along. Mr. Deny Fire.
Got it.
How are you doing today?
Well, hello, my lord. And may I just say,
finish your drink of water before you address us, Mr.
Oh,
Deny
Fire. Sorry.
Yeah.
And down my new, I mean, not my new. I've had this suit a long time. I didn't keep the tags on.
Oh, suits can be new.
Right. And my lords, can I just say, you two are just the funniest, tallest comedians I've ever seen.
Oh, thank you so much.
Wow, it's so nice of you to say.
I don't think anybody's called us tall since, JBZ, would you say Aaron Keefe?
Yeah, you know what? I would, and I just wanted to say to you, Adel, when she's out of earshot, how much I really enjoy Erin on the show.
Same.
Yeah. My lords, I think she's very sorry for whatever she did to hurt you, and I'm sure she'd love to come back on the show.
Well, that's the thing, and I'm mostly talking to JPC now, so Mr. Deny Fire, you can kind of butt up. But I feel like I love Erin so much. I feel like she's so sweet. She's so funny. She's so warm and generous and just she's everything I want. But if I ever saw her, I don't know if I'd say that to her face because, you know, kind of we got to have this like little thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
The three of us, we all just kind of, you know, poke and tease. So I don't know if I'll ever say it to her
face. I think that would mean an awful lot to her, my lord.
You spilled some water on your face.
Yes, wait. My lord.
Mr. Deny Fire, your face, it appears to be melting off. I don't want to say melting. You're
sloughing off.
Speaking of melting, let me go get you some ice cream sundaes.
I don't want to melt an ice cream sundae. Hold on. What's the vibe here? You think he's gone.
Aaron, you said Aaron.
Oh, someone's at the door. Let's see who it is.
Oh, you're changing inside the house. We could.
Yeah, we can see.
Oh, God. Okay. Hey, guys.
I'm Adorify. That's JPC. There's Mr. Deny Fire, halfway morphing into Aaron Keefe. And welcome to another episode of Hey Riddle
Hello.
Riddle.
Hello.
When you said Deny Fire at first, I was like, what is this? What's going on? It took me like a full couple of beats before I was like, this is a Mrs. Doubtfire lay on.
Can I tell you, I almost went with Mr. Deny Flame. And then I was like, Mr. Deny Flame is too long a road for anyone to figure out what I'm going for. So I was like, let me keep one of the words, which is fire. And deny as a synonym for doubt. And even still, I think I was like, I hope this makes sense that she's winning back her kids.
I loved it. I got it. I understood.
Aaron, I think that'd make a great Halloween costume for you.
Yeah, could you tell how good my acting was that I understood what you were going for? Yeah. I did so good at that opening.
Yes.
I'm trying to win an Emmy.
Oh, do they have those for podcasts? Oh my gosh, this changes everything.
Well, they don't have Emmys for podcasts, but they do have like the equivalent of a podcast Emmy.
But you have to pay to play.
Yeah, it's probably like a Kids' Choice Podcast Award or something like that.
Ready to get into some riddles?
I am.
Wait, what the fuck? What, just like that, Aaron?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Everyone's kind of scared and
no,
upset.
I'm ready. No, I'm ready.
No, I guess I'm ready. Yeah.
I'm ready to be whipped into shape because we don't do a lot of riddles anymore. I think it's time we hit the road.
I think we still do a lot of riddles. I think we still do a lot of riddles. I feel like we still do a lot of riddles.
All right, well,
that's because you were confused by my setup for Mr. Deny Fire.
Aaron, how many fucking times do we have to say that we're ready, okay?
All right.
Stop asking.
Vincent Deny Fryer. Never mind. Go ahead.
Okay. I have 1,000 arms, 1,000 legs, and 500 heads. Who am I?
Fucked up bug.
Insane.
Insane bug.
Insane fucked up bug.
Two bugs smushed together.
Two millipedes fucking.
Millipede fucking.
Millipede fucking. Millipede fucking.
And time. It took, let's see, 5 minutes and 33 seconds to get to millipede fucking. Whoever had that, you win.
Aaron, hold
That's
on.
A free space, Aaron. That's a free space.
Yeah, 1,000 legs. 1,000 legs, 500 heads. Is that right?
1,000 arms, 1,000 legs, 500 heads. What am I?
The cast
You'll
of Game
this,
of Thrones.
By the way. You'll hate this answer.
We'll hate
this. Is this like 500 people hugging or?
Oh, I wish.
500 people hugging.
No. I'll read it one more time and give you the answer. Okay. I have 1,000 arms, 1,000 legs, and 500 heads. Who am I? I am a liar.
Wow.
I thought that would really upset you.
That's the that's the tone that you wanted to start the episode off with?
Mm-hmm.
That's
not a
like
riddle.
This.
That's
I actually like this because it keeps us on our toes. I like this because it keeps us on our toes. Because now we feel we're not crazy. Some riddles are terrible.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think this sets a good
it's
precedent.
It's only up from here. All right, next
this,
one.
Yeah. This is like that script on Blood of the Clock Tower when you can execute the storyteller. It's like, come on, what are we talking about here? Do the rules mean nothing anymore?
Walk on the living, they don't even mumble. Walk on the dead, they mutter and grumble. What are they?
These are liars. These are another set of
These
fucking
liars.
Liars.
Oh, I broke him. I hurt
there
him.
There are no rules anymore. Who can I even believe? Who do I trust?
Up is down and down is left. Walk on the living and they don't say a word. So,
they don't
this
even
is,
mumble.
Would this be like a masseuse? Like when they walk on your back? But if they're dead, you'd like break their bones because they're brittle.
When a masseuse walks on your back, you don't even mumble?
I don't want to be
Walk
rude.
On the living, they don't even mumble. Walk on the dead, they mutter and grumble.
I do want to see a scene. Adel, you are going to, it's your first time at a masseuse. You kind of don't really know what to expect. You're a little hesitant. And Aaron, you're a very unconventional masseuse.
Hello.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah.
I'm going to, if you want to step out, I'm going to undress to my comfort level and lay on the table.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I thought you're here for a massage too. Let me get
No, I'm the massage therapist, but I'm sort of having a day.
Oh, so you like help the masseuse deal with their family problems?
Nope. I just thought I would get on the table and you would give me a massage.
Whatever. I've never had one, so however this goes, you tell me.
Yeah, you give me a massage. And okay. Do it how you would want someone to do it to you. And if I don't fall asleep, then I'll give you a massage after.
Okay. And just so I have this right, because I want to make sure I'm not shorting you, this is $180 an hour?
Oh my gosh. I get why you would think that this is insane and feels crazy. It is $380 an hour.
More. And I pay you.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay. Yes.
And then a tip is like expected?
Demanded. Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right, let me just get my sleeves rolled up here, and I'm going to put some butter on my hands, because I assume that's what y'all are using all the time.
Yes.
Get some butter on my hands, and let's, is there anywhere you don't want me to put butter?
No, just like shoulder, neck, that's great.
Great, okay. All right.
Ow, ow! Ow!
Sorry. What did I...
Keep going.
We cut to the reception at the very front of the masseuse place. And sir, how was your massage today?
I don't think I'll be back.
Wow, that good. We have a questionnaire that if you would just take a couple minutes and okay. it could affect the price of your massage. So that's nice. Maybe get a little discount.
And on the clipboard here, it says the questionnaire to fill it out is $50.
That's the fee, yes, but that's the upfront fee. And you can trust that you can make some of your money back on the questionnaire. Because it's possible.
It's like a game.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so first question. How much butter did you use today?
I'd say three sticks.
Three sticks. Okay, so that's going to be that's going to be an additional charge. That's
okay.
Okay. Did you wash your hands?
In butter.
Okay, that's even more expensive than soap in today's economy.
No, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Okay.
Hey, honey, I can't believe we're getting away with. Oh my gosh, you're still doing the questionnaire. Okay, I'll walk away. Sorry.
What were you?
Oh, nothing. Away? Sorry. No. Nothing.
All she wanted to say was that we are so glad that you came in today. The total for all the butter and everything included is $500 even. And don't worry about tip. We already put tip in there. And then you just sit down right where I'm sitting and be the receptionist for the rest of the day. Just go ahead and check in everybody, do the questionnaire with them, make sure that their credit card goes through.
Sure. And I'll say just for so you know, because when I was coming in here, the sign on the door did say for rent, and it seems like it was actively for rent. So I don't know if that's going to sort of dissuade customers from popping in. Like, for
I'm
traffic.
Sorry, that's the name of the store. It's for rent.
For
it's actually one word.
For sale.
No, for rent. For rent. We're a forent. We're a new kind of massage parlor.
Okay, yeah, but not one you should tell, like, anyone from the city about.
Okay.
No, you're not with the city, are you?
I'm from the city. But I'm a rube.
Great. Okay. Zane. All right. Walk on the living, they don't even mumble. Walk on the dead, they mutter and grumble. What are they?
Might as well be walking on the dead. Is this like insect, like some sort of insect?
This one sounds so fucking familiar. I'm sure. I'm almost 100% positive we've done this on the show.
Then why don't you know it?
But that's the thing. I don't know any of them. But it does sound like something I should know. Like
this definitely could have been done on the show before. But I like this one, so.
This is good. Does this have anything to do with graveyards or cemeteries or anything?
No. It has to think of, like, what is something that is alive?
Walk on the living, they don't even mumble. Walk on the dead.
What's alive? What are some things that are alive?
People.
Worms.
Bugs. Insects.
Bugs.
What else?
Ideas.
Not animals or people or bugs.
Planets.
No, what else?
Plants.
Yes, plants are alive.
Oh, leaves. Dead leaves.
Leaves.
Wow. This is amazing. I love this one.
I'd like to see a scene. Adel, you are a guy going on a really luxurious autumn walk. JPC, you're a dead leaf that he steps on, and I want you're not too happy that he's stepping on you.
Okay.
Cashmere sweater on, Starbucks pumpkin latte in hand, Allbirds sneakers comfortably wrapped inside my Merrell boots. Ah, fall. Oh.
I guess fuck me.
Oh. Oh, no, I saw...
What the hell?
No, I saw a pile of leaves and I can't...
No, I'm good. No, I'm good.
Oh.
Keep walking.
I'm sorry, should we exchange
Yeah, that'll
do you have... Do leaves have phones?
Let me file an insurance claim for my fucking spine, which is all crumpled up and fucked now.
Oh, let me... looks around.
What's your name, asshole?
Picks up some dirt. Here's some of your money for you. I think we're good here.
Oh, good. This guy's trying to bury me. He's trying to put me into dirt.
No. I thought dirt was like a form of, my name, Carol. Hey, Carol. Hey, neighbor.
Yeah, hey.
I was walking through your lawn, because whenever I see a pile of rake leaves, I can't help but walk through it, because that's satisfying crunch. Did you install some sort of haunted, it's 3 weeks to Halloween. Is there some sort of speaker in here or something?
No. Please don't go on my lawn.
Satisfying crunch. You're some sort of fucking masochist or some shit. You enjoy it, huh?
Just to get ahead of this, I didn't know the crunch was your spines. If I would have known that, I never would have walked
away. What else would the crunch be?
Honestly, I don't know. I thought it was like chicharrones or like, you know, like when pig skin gets crispy? I thought it was like skin, like
oh, so you like to burn the skin of pigs too, you fucking sicko.
Not personally, but I'll consume it if it's, you know. Listen, how can we make this? What you put out your hand, I put something in your hand, this all goes away. What can I put in your hand?
There's only one way to make this right. You're not going to like it.
You step on my spine?
No. I'd love to do that, but I'm a leaf. That seems improbable. You pick up all my little pieces on the ground.
Yes.
You chew me up, you eat me, you swallow me, and I get to live inside you now. You're my new tree. You're my new tree home.
Hey, Carol?
Yep?
Is it okay if I eat some of your leaves?
What's your deal, man?
I will say I am on peyote.
Yeah, there it is, huh? Start with that.
I just see her. She's on the porch with a rake. She just took a break from raking the leaves, and you're in there just eating the leaves out of this pile.
She's texting her friends, this guy again.
All right, so I got two more from this list.
Yes.
Okay.
What
Aaron,
do you
that
call...
was a great one. That was that's right? An all-timer right there.
I agree. What do you call a leprechaun's vacation home?
Pot of gold is
a
too
modest
obvious.
Shim,
leprechaun's
shim rock
vacation
house.
Home. End of the rainbow.
Okay, vacation home. Condo.
Vacation home.
Oh,
time.
Yep.
What was it? A timeshare.
A timeshare.
A condo.
A lepre.
A leprechaun.
A leprechaun.
Yeah.
A leprechaun.
I'd like to see a scene.
Yes. Oh, Aaron, is it a Marie Kondo except it's a leprechaun?
Nope, it's not. I'm so sorry.
Damn.
Aaron, JPC, you're a real estate agent, and you are trying to sell Adel, who is a leprechaun, on a condo that you're showing him.
And Aaron, if I may, would you mind joining me in this scene? Because I feel like we haven't seen enough Aaron in scenes.
No, you know, I am busy that day. I'm actually looking at my calendar.
Well, it's right now, but you know, that makes sense. I'm going to make you Carol again, don't worry.
I know, I was hoping to be. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so this is the place. It's got western facing windows, so you're going to get some of that nice afternoon light.
Oh, yes, the west. Oh, the west.
I'm so sorry.
Nothing to apologize for. Do this washing machine. Does it take high to tide? High to tide pods.
Yeah, it's a washing machine. I think it takes pretty much any type of detergent that you want to put in the washing machine. Of course, this is comes with the unit.
Oh, the unit, yes. No, circumcised.
Okay, that's the end of the tour.
At the end of the tour. That is where I hide me mortgage.
Okay, yeah. Again, that's real something that you take up with the bank.
Sonny, no banks for me. I don't trust them. Me pot of mortgage is what I have here. My cauldron of mortgage right here. Dip your hands into the pot of mortgage and feast, ye lad.
Okay. No, I'm not going to be putting my hand in your bucket. I don't really know. What is this? It's a KFC bucket?
Well, it was a KFC bucket, but the minute I put money in it, it became me pot of mortgage. Can I ask you something? Are pets allowed?
It's a house. Yeah.
Are pets allowed in the house?
Yeah, would you buy it? Look, did Rick send you?
Oh,
Are you another person who's just trying to like fuck with my numbers? Because I really am trying to sell this place.
No, but Rick, he caught me. He grabbed onto me. He latched on and he guessed my real name.
So you know.
Therefore,
Rick.
Huh? Yeah, I know.
So
Rick.
You do know Rick. So you're admitting that you know Rick.
Rick,
well, you figured me out. You fuck.
You do this every week, Rick. Why can't look? I'm sorry. I didn't poach your sale. Your client just chose me. It's nothing that I did to you. It's not personal.
You poached my sale.
I did it.
You
Rick,
did. And now I had to find a real leprechaun to help me sabotage you. Do you know how hard it is to find a real leprechaun?
This guy's 5'10". This is not a leprechaun.
No.
He said he was.
No.
He's got a KFC bucket full of...
I'm
what are these?
5'9", soaking wet.
Bullshit, you're 5'9". I'm 5'7". If you're 5'9", I'll eat my fucking hat.
Oh, is that a promise?
Oh,
eat
I
your
see
hat.
What this is.
Can I go?
No.
Oh, yep.
You're part of this.
You're part of this now, leprechaun. Get my tape measure. I'm going to eat my hat if I'm wrong about you being 5'10". All right, let's
get your tape measure. Do you keep your stuff in this house? Are you living here?
Now
I see it. Now
I'm really
the
honest,
bag,
trying to sell this place. No.
The Stouffer's, the Stouffer's in the trash.
Stouffer's in the trash.
All right. You were in the garden. There are 34
no,
people. You were. I did. I saw.
Come
JPC,
on.
I saw you.
Stouffer's in the trash, sleeping bag of the beans.
You were in the garden. There are 34 people in the yard. You killed 30. How
Jesus.
Many people are in the garden?
Wow. This, okay.
I hate this one, and it's confusing to me, so I'm hoping that you can help me understand it.
Are you the only one in the garden, and everyone else is in the yard?
I don't know.
There's a garden in the,
Aaron,
the yard?
Aaron, what do you mean, I don't know? I gave you my guess, okay. The answer, and you said
I don't know?
Here's what I'll ask, Aaron. Is the answer a concrete number, or is it some sort of like, surely I can't tell because the et cetera, et cetera?
No, it's a concrete number, but JPC, what did you say? Because you might have said the right answer.
I said one.
Yeah, it's one.
Yeah.
Only the killer. Only one. The killer.
I see.
If he killed 30, the other four would have run away, so the killer would be the only one left.
But wait, wasn't there a delineation between garden and yard?
I know. This is what I'm saying. Is this one sucks.
Garden. I do want to see a scene.
Okay.
Aaron, you are, there's sort of a lawn party, like a housewarming party, in a lawn, in JPC's lawn. And as he's sort of mingling and making the rounds, he does notice you like in his bushes, with a knife, and he's, coming over to chat with you.
Hey, sorry. Don't mean to alarm you. I'm Jeff.
Hi.
Hey, this is my house.
Hi. Yeah. Love. Beautiful paint color. Is that Benjamin Moore?
It is. Yeah, it's Benjamin Moore. So, hey, you know, we have so many burgers that, like, you know, we just have an overabundance. We have some beer. I couldn't help but notice for the last couple of hours, you've been kind of in these bushes over here. I just want to know if maybe you'd like to come into the party and join people, meet people.
Oh, no. That's fine. I came over here to ask if I could borrow a knife.
Well, you have a knife, and it looks like you're gripping that thing pretty hard. Your whole
That's
hand's
white.
That's
where my knife went.
Yeah, really, really big grip on that knife.
You know when you're looking for your glasses and then they're on your head the whole time that you're wearing them and you're looking for your glasses? That's one of these classic situations.
Hey, you know what? Why don't we do this? Why don't you put the knife down? We'll just leave it right here on the ground, where you have it now. Come in out of the bushes. Come into the joy of the party. Do you have plans today?
I had a plan.
Yeah, did you? Yeah.
Yeah, I had a plan.
Yeah. Did you kind of maybe lose your nerve to do your plan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you've been watching me for the past couple of hours, kind of watching how the way I interact with my guests, how I'm not really, I don't want to, I'm going to use a phrase that I promise you I never use, and it's not a phrase that I think that you have used before. It's just a phrase that's coming to mind. I'm not a big phony, as someone may have painted on my garage a couple weeks ago. That's not who I am. And it doesn't matter.
Someone said that?
I don't know. And it doesn't matter. Why don't you come meet some people? Have fun.
Think I could have a burger and then do my plan? They just
I think
so
you can.
Good.
But here's what I'm going to say. Chris, and I'm taking a wild guess that your name is Chris. Is your name Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to say you have one of these burgers, Chris. I don't think you're going to want to do your plan. That's all I'm thinking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I love you.
I know. And hey, isn't it hard to get a new neighbor?
Yeah.
Isn't it hard to get a new neighbor?
I
the
love
most
the idea.
Understanding guy. Yeah.
Just so patient. I love
so
the
sweet.
Idea of like John Wilkes Booth like sitting in a room in the Ford Theater and someone's like, hey, buddy. Do you have a plan? And he's like, yeah. You lose your nerve? Yeah. You want to watch the play and maybe you'll change your mind? Yeah, maybe I'll watch the play.
Yeah,
I'll
watch the play. Maybe I change my mind.
You tired?
Yeah. Watch the play and then maybe I change my mind.
But we're not going to shoot the president, are we?
No. We joke, but that's how men literally are. Men who do that are children.
Yes.
Men will literally shoot the president instead of going to therapy.
Yep. what time is it? Is it
no,
bedtime?
It's not.
Aw, not break?
It's not break time yet.
Well, then this is not going to be a graceful time to do this. But we're not done with Molly's riddles books, but we have a lot of riddle books that have been brought to shows, live shows, by different people. Mm-hmm. So now we're going to move on to Emily's riddle book. So hit us with that theme, Arnie.
It's time for Emily's riddle books. We don't have a riddle books theme for Emily yet. We just don't. It's Casey. We don't have one yet. Okay, it'll be here next time, but we don't right now. So just fucking get over it. I'm all you got. Okay, right now, you and me are in this together. Okay, and I'm not stuck in here with you. You're stuck in here with me, with Emily's riddles.
Thank you, Arnie. Great.
And where were those last fucking riddles from? Because those were...
They were from my butt.
Oh,
I found them in my butt.
Interesting.
Good. I'm so glad I didn't say anything bad about Aaron's butt, because yeah. I would have had to eat my fucking words there.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Pick a number 1 through 10.
3.
But the two of you have to agree on the number.
GBC? Oh, then I'll never agree to 3, and I'll only ever agree to 6.
Okay, 3 plus 6 is 9.
Nice. And I agree, 6.
All right.
Oh, also, that Aaron, those last riddles, I think I have pink eye now. Where'd you say that from?
Never mind. This chapter is called Lightning Strikes Out. This is a vintage book of sciencey riddles. And so let's go into the lightning section of it.
Science. The one thing that you want to be vintage. Vintage science, never approved upon again.
Okay.
That's a lot of tubes and nodes.
If lightning strikes an orchestra, who is most likely to get hit?
Okay, so JBC, remember, this is science-based, so the metal closest to the heavens gets struck first. So that would be like the cello or the conductor has a metal wand.
But I don't remember. It's a riddle, so it's a misdirect. So who is most likely to get hit? I'm going to say the orchestra company with a huge lawsuit for wrongful lightning strike.
That Aaron, is correct.
Is that correct?
Yes. No.
I'm going to say the concert hall, because if they're indoors, the roof will absorb the lightning, we hope.
Mm. No.
Okay.
So this is an outdoor orchestra performing in a lightning storm. Is this like baseball rules? It's like, it's raining pretty hard, but we didn't see lightning, so we don't pack it in.
We're
going to
roll up the orchestra turf. I'm going to say that if this is science based, I'm going to go with the conductor, because they probably have the most height with their, if they have a metal, whatever you call that, their little baton or magic wand.
Straight into it, and then still, you got the right answer, but the conductor, because it conducts
electricity. Oh, because it's a conductor. If you ever watch an orchestra, a concert that has a conductor, try and blur out the rest of the band and just look at the conductor, and they look like a little wizard, like a fancy wizard.
Yeah. I'd like to see a scene.
Hey, guys, real quick, though, and this is just JPC talking, but that's not how it works, right? The conductor, or is that real? Is that real that he gets hit by the conductor?
Back then, it was true. You were chipped. If you were a conductor, you were chipped.
Okay. Okay.
I'd like to see a scene. JPC, you're an orchestra conductor, and you've just been struck by lightning, but you're trying to play it off like you haven't.
Yeah. Okay, keep going.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Brian. Brian.
Nope. Keep going. Hey, Tibbles. Tibbles.
Why don't you sit down?
Tibbles.
Tibbles? Do you mean Sibbles?
I'll do the Sibbles if you can't do the Sibbles. Sibbles crash.
Brian. Hey, Brian. Brian, you gotta lay down.
Right side of the orchestra, take a break. You're obviously
the right side of
your
face is drooping. I think buddy, sit down.
That's for the song.
Josh, let him try. Let him try for 30 seconds, and then we'll tell him to stop.
All right, but I want this recorded.
You should be playing trombone. You shouldn't be up here. Sit back down and play trombone. Okay, I'm going to turn around. Right side of the orchestra, take a break. Left side, pick it up. Left side, pick it up, because I'm turning around. Now I'm doing the left side.
You're just pointing at us again and again. Where are we at in the music?
Pause the music. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Excuse me for 1 second while I talk to my orchestra. Guys, do you want to be here?
He's facing the audience now.
Come on. I know we all got stuff to do. We could all be at the hospital getting the medicine that we need.
I'm a doctor.
You're
no,
not
sir,
tonight. You're not.
No, sir. Sit back, sir. Sit in the down. Audience, please sit down.
Tonight, you're just enjoying your time. You paid a lot of money for the orchestra. We're gonna keep.
Oh, got hit again.
Hey, it fixed me. I'm all better now. I'm better on both sides.
What? Hold on. What fixed
Say
you?
Say symbols.
Slimbles. Slimbles. It fixed me.
Sarah, honestly, Sarah, that was pretty close.
And
Should
a two,
it to
and
him?
A through, and a brew, and a grip.
Nope, something's wrong. Nope, something's wrong.
Slimbles. Crash them. You know what, folks? Pause.
You
pause, everyone.
There's no. If
I'm
you stop
sorry.
Waving your wand, we pause.
I'm sorry, everybody, that my band is so unprofessional. I'm going to lay down right now. I'm going to take a little 5-minute micro nap.
He's talking.
It's
going to
be so brief. I have to take off one shoe, take off the other shoe, take off my shirt, fold it, fold my shirt.
Boss, why don't you just go to the hospital? We'll try to. We'll get the backup conductor to continue.
No. You want Pete to come out here? He doesn't even know what he's doing.
Great, then let's just take it from the top. Just try
hey,
to
Sarah,
start us
hey,
over.
Sarah, again. Hey, Sarah, I can see his brain is starting to leak out of his
Let
head.
Him try.
That's bad.
Okay. Are we ready? Are we
yes,
ready to be adults?
Ready.
Are we ready to
I
be
think
professionals?
We're the villains here.
We're ready.
And a five, and a fire, and a sneeze, and a wires.
That was actually very good. Oh, wait. Oh, he wrapped himself up in the American flag.
Thank you, everyone. This has been Brian Seltzer, Orchard Scrum.
He's floating up to the ceiling. Floating up to the ceiling.
Look under your chairs. Everyone has a keys to a brand new Ferrari.
No,
that's
don't
right.
do that.
No, there's no.
I'm going to take a little. It's going to be a 3-minute quick nap. Quick nap.
He's stuck
3-minute
on the
death?
Ceiling.
And I'll take a quick bow.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It fixed him.
He's back.
I think that's my new favorite character. To be honest, JPC, I'm not even kidding. I absolutely loved that.
Guy who keeps getting struck by lightning? Sure.
Casey said howled laughing. I knew it was that funny. Okay.
The electricity's just bouncing around inside of him, causing more and more damage.
Melting. Yeah.
What is the difference between electricity and lightning?
Charge.
Boy. Hold on. Is this another wordplay or is this science? Because I was fooled before.
I think it's
going
to be science wordplay.
I don't know, man.
What's the difference between electricity and lightning? Well, there's a lot.
It's a little like boom. That the answer feels a little like.
Is it something to do with like Benjamin Franklin and a key or something?
No.
Is the answer conductor again?
Yeah, it's got to be conductor.
I'll tell you what it is.
Is it? Could it be transducer? That could be something.
No one. I'll just say that one is free and one is not, and that's the answer. You have to pay free for electricity. You don't have to pay for lightning.
You pay for it. That conductor paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
In many ways. In many ways, he did pay for it. And you know what? Honestly, I think we have to take a little break for us to get paid for it and run some ads.
And I'm going to listen to Live. Remember Live, that song, Lightning Crashes? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Live is the band. Lightning Crashes is the song.
Whichever.
You know that they never performed live? Or they always performed live. One of me always performs live. The other one is always the band live.
Wait, was it Live? I only saw the album.
Live Live!
Laugh.
GP Seattle, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just got to wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Nattle on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not Oprah's one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love aura frames. And aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? It doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave. Lightning crashes, an old mother riddles. Her placenta falls to the floor.
What was it? They also had Dolphins Cry or something. Remember that song?
Lightning crashes, a dolphin is crying.
Oh, yeah, that was just part of the lyrics of that one.
Yep.
And Shit Town, remember Shit Town?
How did that one go? It was like, lightning crashes, we're in the shit town. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I'm just thinking of lightning crashes.
What does an electrician say when he goes to the doctor?
Don't charge me. Don't put a fork in me, I'm done.
Yeah.
You're totally...
Volt.
On the right.
I have a negative charge. I'll have a negative charge.
Negative,
I'm current on my bill.
Yes.
I'm just going to tell you.
Is this something to do with ohms and ohms?
What's up, Doc?
Wow. Looney Tune. They're ripping out, this book's ripping off Bugs Bunny.
We were on the right track, but the pun there was such a fucking stretch.
How do you electrify a vampire?
How do you electrify a vampire? That's got to be a stake.
A stake?
Electric stake.
Hook up a stake to a car battery.
You kind of said it.
Battery.
Oh, a battery.
Battery. I'd like to see a
battery.
Something with a battery.
Yeah, battery. All right, Adel, you are a vampire, and JPC is trying to kill you, and he's trying all sorts of different things to see if it'll work.
No.
Okay, I am so...
Knife in the throat doesn't work.
I'm so... Is it painful? So sorry.
No, it itches.
Okay, good. I'm trying to be as ethical as possible here, and I just want to... If at any time you are in, like, any sort of discomfort, if there's anything I can get for you, like a painkiller...
Do you mind if I text while I do this?
I'd let you, but I really have to keep your hands tied down.
Sure.
I've had some vampires that I trusted.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, but they jetted out. Huh. Well, there's not going to be any sunlight in this basement. Let me try this. I'm going to turn my flashlight on my phone all the way up. How does this?
No.
Killing
you're
you?
You're killing the battery.
Ah,
it's
crap.
It's not killing me, killing the battery.
Oh, boy.
Can I have some of the garlic naan you made?
Honestly,
it doesn't hurt. It actually just—it's killing me because it smells so good.
my doctor told me that it's like I have to start setting boundaries for myself, and this is my lunch, and I actually do need it because what I'm doing is like it takes a lot of energy. So I'm sorry, I have to set a boundary there.
No problem.
I could make you up some more, but honestly, I'm gonna try just to focus on like killing you and ridding.
Can I give you a hint just to speed up the process?
I would love a hint, but I truly have to do this for myself. Okay. My therapist is like, you have to do it for yourself.
Yeah.
I love you. You are such a kind soul. It almost makes me feel like, I shouldn't rid the world of this evil. But
I was gonna give you know how like AU is like the symbol for gold. I was gonna give you a symbol, but. Speaking of symbols, did you see that conductor who got struck by lightning?
Would
he couldn't say symbols.
Is that my hit? Would that do it? If I got you hit you with lightning?
Well, actually, he was interviewed by Cybill Shepherd, and then he called her Cybill Shepherd. So he did say it at some point.
You know what? I hate this, but I am so crunched for time today.
Sure.
It's insane.
Sure.
Could I have a hit on how to kill you? I'm so sorry to do this.
Blah, blah, blah. Well, if you must know... The hint is, I was just actually stalling for time because I don't know if you know this, but vampires hunt in packs.
Okay, so the hint is you're stalling.
Oh, Maribel.
Blee.
Yes, there's Maribel's behind you.
I'm sorry, I'm late.
Maribel. Thank God you're here. This is Maribel. This is my assistant. She talks like that because she was hit by lightning. Yeah, okay. Casey says extreme no-ho Hank energy on that vampire.
Back to the workshop.
What did the mad scientist get when he made an exact duplicate of Texas?
Gonorrhea.
I heard that.
32 electoral votes or something like that.
He made an exact duplicate of Texas.
The mad scientist.
Does this have something to do with like cowboys or lassos or steers or something?
This is going to be a pun. Something to do with Texas. Like a Texas of, like, pun.
What's Lone the state Star? Nickname? Oh, yeah.
Lone Star. The lone
duplicate.
Two stars.
Two
stars on Yelp.
No, when he made an exact duplicate.
We got two stars, which would be...
When you make an exact duplicate of something you...
A replica.
Clone, a clone.
Replica.
Clone star state. The clone star
clone
state.
Clone star state. Would Texas fuck its clone, do you think?
I am so confused as to what this book is.
Yes.
Yeah, this is weird.
I love it.
I'm just saying it's weird.
I'm just saying,
I thought it was like a textbook, like a science book.
You thought it was a textbook? All right. I want to say, Adel and I are confused about two different
things. Flips open People magazine. I'm going to read this until you beg me to come back and be Old Man Puzzles.
Joke's on you. I'm dying to hear about celebrity gossip.
Oh my God, they're just like us.
Well, give us the lead. Give us the lead. And what's Clooney doing now?
Talking, walking, fucking, thinking, smiling,
in
acting.
In that order?
Making tequila.
Wow, people's getting way less specific than I remember it.
Aaron, can we please have more riddles from that book? I genuinely do love it.
You probably aren't interested in something like that.
No, JBC? Please, Aaron.
Honestly, Aaron, I could hear another People magazine, so I think that last one was a big winner.
Whatever.
I could hear one more.
I think, hey, JBC. I think Aaron got upset because she wrote these riddles.
No. When does a battery go shopping? By Aaron Keefe.
Age eight.
When does a battery go shopping? When it's not Duracelling anything. When it's triple. When it's double. When is a battery? When it's energized. When it's charging.
When
it's charging. When it's
charging. Charging a credit card.
When it's.
This is like trying to think of a pun backwards is so hard.
Yeah, this is tough.
When does a battery go shopping?
A nup. We call these nups.
Mm-hmm.
When does a battery go shopping?
Is this like a play on a store name, or is this a play on like something we do when
it's
we shop?
It's a battery.
It's a battery pun. So what do batteries do? We know they have the plus.
Is it when there's a Duracell? When there's a Duracell?
No.
Ah, fuck. That's as good as I can do.
I think so, yeah.
I can't do better than when there's a Duracell.
When it's copper top of the morning. When it's What do batteries do?
What do you buy at the store? What do you buy at the grocery store?
Food. Me?
No, food. Not you, weirdo.
Fruit.
No one wants to know what you
meat.
Buy. What about a drink?
Yogurt. Drinks.
Yeah, I'm coffee. Back again. Just more walnuts for me. So, yeah. So I know I was here 20 minutes ago, but I get home and the recipe calls for even more walnuts. So anyway, just a cart full of walnuts.
Is it like batter tea or something?
No. What else? What are some drinks you can buy?
Water.
It's the craziest story. That's coffee. Funny that you should ask. You say that you've been having a bunch of squirrels come in here dressed like people? That's so wild. You know,
we know your
really
squirrels, man. We know your squirrels, man. Get the hell out of here.
Kathy, you are my favorite cashier of the checkout. Anyway, just the walnuts and, oh,
sneeze.
My God. So, okay, so my hat and coat blew off. That was quite a sneeze. I had some tattoos done recently.
Those flew off, too, with your hat and coat.
Yeah, I'm squirrels. I'm squirrels and I don't have any money. Is that going to be an issue?
That's a good excuse for getting out of something. Hey, I can't make the baby shower. I'm squirrels.
No, I just got back from the allergist. He did the test. Turns out I'm a bunch of squirrels.
I'm a squirrel.
When it runs out of juice, that's when it goes shopping.
Good.
What?
Good.
Addle. Addle.
My eyes. What?
Addle.
What?
That's good.
I don't want her to sound.
Am I insane?
Brad Pitt is outside today.
That oh, God, news? I hope he's wearing sunscreen. At his age? Brad, protect yourself. Heavy zinc, too. Should be white when it goes on and rub out clean.
He's a daywalker. Aaron, can we hear some more, please?
Oh, no, you want to hear more?
Yeah, more.
Why did the mad scientist study electricity?
Same guy?
Is this all the
same? Is this the Texas guy?
Mm, yeah.
He's the same guy.
I don't know, man. because it actually is a different guy. Now we're talking about this guy.
Oh, we have pictures or photos, we should say. That looks...
Neither that looks one like of those guys man. Looks like a scientist.
Yeah.
Rude.
That looks like those big blocks in Mario that fall down when you run under them, but as a caveman.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So what's the question here? It's what did he study in college? What did the mad scientist study in college?
Or no, why science. Did the mad scientist chemistry. Study electricity?
Why
did he study?
Because he got his GED.
That's great.
General Electric.
That's great. Aaron says it goes to sleep.
Not it, but great.
Why did the mad scientist study electricity? Because it gave him a jolt. Because
yeah, it was like he had a spark of inspiration.
No, but that's an answer to the next one. Why did the mad scientist touch a live wire? He got a charge out of it.
You
already got that one.
That
we should just be able to guess any riddle that's going to happen in the episode. Any time.
Aaron, I think if I can pinpoint what's going on here, I think we love these when we get them right and we hate them when we don't, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I do want to see a scene real quick. This is going to be an intro. It's going to be like an intro level, intro to chemistry, like college class, big lecture hall. Mm-hmm. Addle, you're going to be the one who is teaching in this lecture hall. And Aaron, you're going to be a mad scientist who has attended this because you're really trying to figure out how to like make your super weapon. But it is very much an intro class. You're going to be interrupting.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Hey everyone, my name is Mr. Chemicals.
Mr. Chemicals.
Sorry, did someone bring a puppet to class? Who said that? Is someone doing puppets voices? Who said
just
that?
Stand up.
Okay, I saw movement, but I still don't see a head. You must be very short. Maybe raise your hand. Can someone lift up whoever's doing that?
It's this guy. It's this guy right behind me.
Okay. Oh, wow. You are older than most. What is
Never
your
too
name?
Late to learn.
Well, I think actually it is. I think at a certain age you should just study at home like Coursera or something. What is your name?
Dr. Payne.
Okay. Payne. Oh, Thomas Boner Payne.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I have here on the
Sorry to interrupt your lesson. Continue.
Okay. So anyway, as I was saying, my name is Mr. Chemicals, and welcome to the fascinating world of chemistry. Now, you all have Bunsens and beakers in front of you. What we're going to be doing on our first day is, I'm sure we've all seen the trademark baking soda in a volcano. Well, we're going to sort of one-up that. So, is someone raising their hand? I hear a ooh, but
it's
the same guy behind me.
It's the same guy behind me.
We got to get you a little basket to sit on or something. What's Mr. Payne?
I have a hypothetical question.
Okay.
How do you explode something so big that a whole city gets destroyed?
Well, that's interesting because this actually happens in not in modern days, but I'm sure you've heard of Pompeii. No one, huh? Well, that's okay.
Everybody,
this is an intro level class.
Well,
I thought
hope
that was a volcano and not a bomb.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, dear. That's what I'm saying, Dr. Payne, is that bombs don't necessarily have that power, at least not yet. Even an atomic bomb cannot level an entire city. I mean, it could level a town, but a full city, not necessarily.
Atomic bomb can level a town, not a city.
Yeah,
so you recommend not the atomic bomb?
Well, volcanoes are nature's bombs. So is the hypothetical town or city near a volcano?
How do you build a volcano?
Well, if you're Gaia.
Hey, did you guys see that new viral marketing campaign that they're doing for Oppenheimer where they're paying like super old guys to go into intro-level chemistry classes and ask about building a bomb?
Yeah, I'm seeing Barbie.
I'm seeing Barbie.
Yeah, I'm seeing Barbie.
I'm seeing Barbie.
All right, let's just do one more.
Why is Aaron acting like I'm in trouble?
two more. Wait, did we get that one? We didn't. What is a mad scientist study electricity? We never got that.
Oh, yeah, you never got it.
Because they
because they're hooked on electronics.
This one's confusing.
I'm just going to tell it to you. He wanted to keep up with current events.
Oh,
current. Okay.
Yes.
Each one of these is a pun that is like almost impossible to know where they're going with the pun.
Because it's a pun within like a 10-word sentence. So it's hard to know.
Like,
yeah.
Because current events would imply like he's studying electricity in media or like electricity in the news or so, you know, there's gotta be some other bridge to get me to current
events. I completely
agree.
If it was like, where does Dracula invest his blood, and you said, or his type O negative, it'd be blood bank. Cause the question helps guide you there. But if it's like, where does Dracula buy his clothes? And it's like, you know,
Jose A. Blood Bank.
Wherever he wants to spend a few sucks. And it's like, how do you... No one can come up with that.
Yeah. It's...
All right, I'll tell the good people of 1982 that you don't like their work.
Oh, no. Aaron, can I... Uh-oh. I'm in trouble.
Wow, Adel, you got a lot of explaining to do with your people.
I was bored.
All right.
That's your people, man. That's your history. That's
Pick
your
a
history.
One through nine.
Three.
And you have to agree on the number.
I also agree on six.
Let's so three it, plus baby. Three is six is nine.
Nine
again. You guys are picking nine again?
Well, no.
Why don't we do this?
German.
We'll honor Adel's original three, and we'll do nine minus three. So we'll go with six.
Pick a number, please.
Aaron, read them all. I'll go with six. Just
and I'll say three.
Two of these. Come on.
I'll cut my hair to buy Adel a watch bracelet.
Here's what I'm... Aaron,
no, well, I'll do six.
Aaron,
it's on page 69.
Aaron, I'm not trying to say anything about your judgment, but you know that character that's your favorite character of all time that JPC played earlier that was the conductor struck by lightning?
Uh-huh.
I don't think JPC's playing a character.
Oh, God.
I think JPC was struck by lightning years ago, and I think...
Oh, well, can't be true.
You can let it all out in a scene like that.
Yeah.
We can't prove
okay,
it.
Okay, so this chapter is called Don't Feed the Robots.
Ooh.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, God. All right.
Never a good sign. Never a good sign when Aaron says, oh, God.
How does a mad... Oh, go ahead.
Aaron, sorry, when you said don't feed the robots, actually, someone wants to come on the microphone, a certain character who was excited to hear about Don't Feed the Robots.
Yes, well, Dr. Chameleon! Well.
I'm just kidding.
We're dating now, me and Coco.
We're together.
I was truly about to do JB Riddles, too. It's like everybody says, fuck you.
I was hoping that Dr. Payne and Dr. Chameleon, I wanted to fit in that Dr. Ooh. Payne is Dr. Chameleon's little brother.
That rules.
I almost did rip a Dr. Payne mask off at one point to just verify. Trust but verify. Yeah.
Can we do literally 3 seconds?
Yeah.
JBC is JP Riddles. I'm sorry. They're their own people. Could JP Riddles come to the microphone? Is JP Riddles in the room with us now?
Okay, good. So you don't want me to do a JP Riddles impression, which I cannot do, canonically.
Yeah. Coco Cashmere and Dr. Chameleon, can we just do 3 seconds of... what's that Three Stooges bit where they're like, hello, 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 something like that?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. We got to keep it short.
Hello.
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 There you go. That's nice.
That was nice. Thank you for indulging me.
That was perfect.
I think that's great.
I've been thinking lately that we haven't heard from JP Riddles in a long time.
I know.
We might need to do a whole JP Riddles episode with your permission, GPC. Yeah.
That, frankly, is not fair.
Why?
You shouldn't be saying we should do a whole JP Riddles episode because, honestly, the JP Riddles thing... It's on you guys. Like, you have to call for a Swan Lumps. I can't pit myself into my own Swan Lumps.
I think we're going to do a full Swan Lumps episode.
That's like saying, like, we haven't had dinner in so long. JPC, why don't you cook the whole fucking dinner? I want dinner, too.
You think it's easy to talk to JP Riddles? You have to keep making up things that are weird about his body that day. You have to be like... JP Riddles, why do you have a fork in your face? And he has to be like, oh.
Well, I can tell you why I got a fork in my face you really want to know.
JP Riddles, yeah, why do you have a fork in your face?
Is it so you can get the little cars two options when they drive down it?
No, it's because I confused my face with a macaroon cookie. And I love me a macaroon cookie. And I tried to take a big forkful and accidentally stirred my face. I can't take it out of my face because now I think it's an integral part. I think it's a load-bearing fork.
Oh, JP Riddles, be careful. That lightning's getting pretty close to you. Oh, no. JP Riddles was struck by lightning, canonically.
And I'm exactly the same. Yep. It truly does not affect me.
The lightning sort of solidified, fell to the ground, and shattered.
Yeah, the lightning's on the ground, gasping for breath.
Wow.
Wait a second. Were you two little shitbirds reading my Swan Lumps book?
Yeah. Sorry. Can you read from Swan Lumps 108?
Yeah, please.
Swan Lumps 108. The lightning's on the ground.
Yay.
Wait, Mr. Riddles, are you living in a coffin these days?
I wouldn't call it living. I'd call it masturbating. Now, Swan Lumps 108, let's get to it. Once upon a time, a long time ago, there was a very old, very crazy man.
Mr. Riddles, are you talking about you?
Well, you'll just have to get to it. Anyway, he fucking died, and
Mr. Riddles, can you stop masturbating just for this story, please?
I can. He had a big funeral. He had a big funeral, and everybody from town came to pay their respects, except one man who was really smart. He got to the back of the line at the funeral after everyone else was gone, and he took the old man, he ripped him out of the coffin, and he took the coffin and said, this is going to be my new jerking coffin, and he drug it out to the woods, and he threw it on the ground, and he got in, and he started going at it hard. I mean, like he had something to prove, like it was a vendetta. And all of a sudden, a big storm breaks out, but he's so in his own, he doesn't even notice it. And the lightning starts tap, 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 tapping on that coffin. And finally, old JP Riddles, how to put this, he comes, and then he opens up the casket, and he says, hey there, Mr. Lightning, did you want to come in for a spell? And the lightning's like, Well, no, I mean, if you're finished, if it's okay with you. Well, anyway, old J.P. Riddles is clever. He traps that lightning in the coffin, and he sits on that box, and that lightning starts fighting like hell to get out of there.
Mr. Riddles?
Like a squirrel dragged in a coffin. Yep.
Mr. Riddles, every time you say lightning, 50 to 60 lightning bugs fly out of your mouth?
No, really? That's my gold. I need that. I barter with those bugs. You. Girl, you collect the bugs, and you, boy, you watch that she don't steal none. So anyway, he's got the squirrel trapped in the coffin. I mean lightning. I mean it's lightning in the shape of a squirrel. You understand how Zeus could transform into any animal?
No.
Hey, shut up. Don't say no to me. J.P. Riddles trapped lightning in there. It was a squirrel, but he knew it was lightning. So anyway, he opens the coffin. He grabs the squirrel by the haunches and says, sell me your Zeus magic. I want to know what Hera's up to. Ooh, Hera. She's the finest of the gods. And J.P. Riddles is going to make her his wife.
Mr. Whoa. Riddles, did you just use your Swan Lumps book as a tissue?
Yes, but not for what you all think I was using a tissue for.
Oh.
Yeah, you asked. I don't know why you asked.
Me neither. What happened to the squirrel?
What happened
the lightning.
To Hera?
What squirrel? Lightning? Hera? Is she here? Ooh, if my wife finds me, she's going to be so pissed I turned into an old crazy man and came down to Earth to sow my mischief.
Mr. Riddles.
Hera's not here, but there is a swan nearby.
I'm just playing. I'm not really Zeus. Anyway, time to catch my cloud. A zoink, a boink, whoosh.
He dug a hole into the ground and went down like a pneumatic tube bank.
He was throwing up on himself the whole way down.
Wow.
Wow.
Hey, guys, what did I miss?
Nothing.
Not much. But you are you're back just in time for plugs.
Oh, good.
I will say I miss J.P. Riddles. He's going to be around a lot more because I forgot. I simply forgot how funny he was.
Yeah, take that, conductor struck by lightning. You're fucking nothing to us now.
Oh, brother.
A passing fad.
Adel, anything to plug?
A few things to plug. I would like to plug a new podcast I'm doing with my friends from World News Tonight. That's not the other two. It's called The Word Association. Please check that out.
I'm the biggest fan of this podcast. I can't stress to you enough how much I love it. In episode 3, I laughed so hard I had to go lay down.
Also, check out my game show podcast called Tell Me About It, hosted by actually another Adult Fi. And I also highly, highly, highly recommend you check out the podcasts Bill Buds and Sitcom D&D. And both those shows have Patreons, which you can check out. Aaron Keefe, anything you'd like to plug?
I would like to plug Sitcom D&D. We are in between seasons. It's a great time to catch up. We just started recording season 4 and it's really fun. So if you haven't given it a shot or you gave it a shot and you didn't really like it, just give it one more chance and check it out. JBC, any reviews?
You forgot his name. You forgot his name. I saw it.
J.P. Riddles, any funny reviews?
Sucks because I absolutely know that you forgot my name there. Yes, I got a review on this one. And if you want to get a review featured on the show, just leave us a 5-star review anywhere that you leave reviews. I'm always on the internet crawling through these review sites trying to find the 5-star ones so I can read them on the show. As an example, I read this one from Estes B. Estes B writes, General Muckery. I don't know why it took this long for me to finally write a 5-star review for this spectacular podcast. Every episode brightens my day and makes me laugh out loud. Adel, Aaron, and JPC are maybe the funniest people alive, and I have failed to show how grateful I am for this show. I live in that failure, I acknowledge that failure, and I will let that failure make me stronger.
I
get what you're laying down there, Estes B, and I really appreciate it. So thank you so much. What a great review.
That was fantastic.
That was really kind.
Thank you, Estes.
You know, I think that they might have the wrong three people, but I'm going to let that slide.
Oh, for sure.
absolutely. Absolutely.
Aaron, because as we all know, the real funniest person in the entire Hey Riddle, you know, oeuvre is...
Oeuvre. Well, actually, Aaron's gone. It looks like it's Mr. Denyfire. Mr. Denyfire, do you know?
Which character is that? Oh, yes, my lord.
Oh,
oh, yes,
hard to be undercover when you say which character. Bye forever.
Oh, let's delete this episode. I'd like to start over, please.
And John Patrick Cullen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Parrish did the music.
Could we start again?
Can I hear the question again, please?
Could we start again?
Can I hear the episode in
this
sentence?
This ep was awful.
This one.
We even went a bit too far and did too many bits. Hey there, morals and ethics. If you like that, you're going to love this week's Patreon. We dive into some moral dilemmas and we solve them through the power of improv. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or start your 7-day free trial or the Review Crew for $8 a month and you get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.